This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, this is Julianne with the April 19, 2024 edition of The Week Junior, and here comes the week's big news. The first article is Aid Work is Paused in Gaza. After an attack on a convoy of vehicles carrying humanitarian aid, relief organizations have paused their operations in the Gaza Strip, where a war between Israel and Hamas has taken place since October. The aid groups had been providing food, water, and supplies to people in the territory. What happened? World Central Kitchen, or WCK, is a global charity that feeds people facing conflict or natural disaster. Since the war began, WCK has distributed 1.75 million hot meals to people in Israel and 43 million meals in Gaza, which is the most provided by any non-government group. On April 1, vehicles bearing WCK's logo were struck by Israeli missiles. Seven aid workers were killed. They were citizens of Australia, Gaza, Poland, the UK, the US, and Canada. WCK immediately ceased working in Gaza, as did a group called American Near East Refugee Aid. The United Arab Emirates, a country in the Middle East that has been helping to coordinate food delivery, also paused its efforts, and the United Nations, or UN, a group of 193 countries, said its aid staff would work only during the day, when it is safer for them. How did WCK react? WCK had agreements in place with Israel and Hamas that its workers were not to be attacked by troops, and all sides committed to following procedures to ensure their safety. WCK founder Jose Andres said his staff followed the rules and shared their plans with Israel's military. He said the seven aid workers were the best of humanity and called for an independent investigation of the incident. WCK said in a statement, "Israel needs to take concrete steps to assure the safety of humanitarian aid workers. Our operations remain suspended." How did Israel and other countries react? Israel acknowledged that its troops failed to follow the rules for keeping aid workers safe. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apologized, saying Israel deeply regrets the tragic incident. The Israeli military called it a grave mistake. Israel fired two military officers from their jobs and disciplined three others. Many world leaders spoke out against the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden, who has been a strong supporter of Israel, said he was outraged and heartbroken by the deaths. Biden told Netanyahu that ongoing U.S. support will depend on whether Israel does more to protect aid worker and allows in more humanitarian aid. Israel agreed to open two new entries into Gaza for aid to pass through. How is aid being delivered now? Cyprus, an island nation about 250 miles across the Mediterranean Sea from Gaza, is coordinating aid deliveries by sea. Countries including the U.S., France, and Egypt are dropping supplies into Gaza by air. On April 8, Israel said more than 300 aid trucks had entered Gaza, the highest daily number since the war started. It is also allowing more aid vehicles from Jordan to enter Gaza. What will happen next? WCK said it has not decided when it will resume operations in Gaza. WCK and other groups will seek commitments from Israel that their workers will be safe. The U.S. will continue pressing Israel to protect humanitarian workers and to allow more aid in, and will also continue building a pier off the coast of Gaza that will speed up deliveries of food and supplies. The UN said Gaza needs more than 500 truckloads of aid each day to keep the situation from worsening. And the information bubble is, did you know? The Gaza Strip is a densely populated territory with 2.2 million people living in a 140 square mile area. And the sidebar, feeding people in need. World Central Kitchen was founded in 2010 by Jose Andres, a famous chef from Spain, and his wife, Patricia. They were inspired to create the nonprofit after Jose traveled to Haiti to help feed survivors after a major earthquake there. Since then, WCK has served more than 350 meals in more than 45 countries. The next article, Next Steps Taken on Lunar Vehicle. NASA, the U.S. space agency, has selected three private space companies to develop designs for a new lunar Vehicle, or LTV. The LTV would be part rover, which is a wheeled robot, and part mobile science lab, and allow NASA to explore more isolated areas of the moon. The companies Venturi Astrolab, Intuitive Machines, and Lunar Outpost will work with NASA over the next year to develop the new vehicle, and NASA will choose one of the final designs. Requirements for the LTV include the ability to self-drive, reach speeds of 9.3 miles per hour, travel up to 12 miles on a single charge, and smoothly handle the rugged and uneven terrain of the lunar surface. NASA plans several moon landings as part of its Artemis program, the first of which is scheduled for 2026. This vehicle will greatly increase our astronauts' ability to explore and conduct science on the lunar surface, while also serving as a science platform between crewed missions, said Vanessa Weich, director of NASA's Space Center in Houston, Texas. And now, NATO observes milestone. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, a military alliance of 32 nations, commemorated its 75th anniversary on April 4. Officials from member nations marked the occasion at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Belgium, with a series of events and discussions about current global issues. NATO was founded on April 4, 1949, in Washington, D.C. It was created as a partnership among the U.S., Canada, and 10 European countries to protect each other from the Soviet Union, which was a group of 15 countries run by Russia from 1922 to 1991. Although NATO's mission has expanded, it remains concerned about Russia, which invaded Ukraine in 2022. Officials from Ukraine, which is not currently a member of NATO but hopes to join, attended the event. Member nations discussed supporting Ukraine against Russia. Officials from Finland and Sweden, the two newest member nations, were also there. Finland joined in 2023, and Sweden joined in March. The historic occasion included ceremonial flag raisings, a performance of the official NATO hymn by Belgian and Dutch military bands, and a display of the original 1949 treaty that established NATO. A bigger celebration is planned when NATO leaders meet in Washington, D.C. in July. President Joe Biden released a statement for the anniversary, calling NATO the greatest military alliance in the history of the world. Biden said member nations stand up for freedom and push back against aggression, knowing we are stronger, the world is safer when we do. The information bubble is major move. NATO headquarters was originally based in Paris, France, but moved to Brussels, Belgium in 1967. The word of the week this week is seismic, S-E-I-S-M-I-C. Seismic is used to describe earthquakes or other vibrations of the earth and its crust. The word comes from a Greek word for an earthquake, seismos, which itself is based on the verb seion, meaning to shake. Seismic is also used to describe moments and events that are considered significant. This week in history, on April 15, 1861, President Abraham Lincoln called for 75,000 people to join the U.S. military. His call came 3 days after troops from the Confederacy, which is a group of states that fought to preserve slavery, fired on the U.S. Army base at Fort Sumter in South Carolina, starting the Civil War. The fighting lasted until 1865, when the Confederacy surrendered to the U.S. and slavery was abolished in all states. Now we move to animals and the environment, where we learn about hungry frogs that tap dance. There are nearly 200 species of poison dart frogs, which are known for their bright colors and highly toxic skin. Not only are these frogs beautiful, but they can also do a kind of tap dance. Scientists have never fully understood why poison dart frogs have a habit of tapping the middle toes on their back feet, but a recent study may have solved the puzzle. Researchers at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign studied a species called the dying poison dart frog. The team filled 22 frogs in enclosures with soil, leaves, and rocks on the ground, much like the frog's natural habitat. At feeding time, researchers placed one of the hungry frog's favorite foods, fruit flies, in front of them. The researchers found that the frogs tapped their toes an average of 389 times per minute when they had flies in their enclosure, compared to 50 times per minute when flies were not there. The researchers think this behavior could be the frog's way of getting the flies to move, making them easier to spot and therefore easier to gobble up. Study co-author Ava Fisher explained that the only way frogs can forage or search for food is when their prey is alive and moving. The frogs tapped more or less depending on the type of surface they were on. For example, they tapped more than twice as quickly on leaves as they did on soil, glass, or a type of gel. Leaves carry vibrations, or tiny movements, better than other surfaces do, so it makes sense for the frogs to tap more on leafy ground to take advantage of this benefit. The researchers also tried putting the flies inside small dishes so the frogs could see them but could not eat them. When this happened, the frogs still tried to catch the flies, but they tapped about 50 times a minute, the same rate as when no flies were present. This suggests that the frogs increase their tapping only when they think they have a realistic chance of catching their prey. And the information bubble is, did you know? Poison dart frogs are often harmless in captivity because their toxins come from their wild diet. And the sidebar is other dancing animals. The animal kingdom has many talented dancers. To attract a mate, the great crested grebe conducts a kind of water ballet that involves shaking their heads and diving underwater. Mudskipper fish also dance to attract a mate. They twirl their tails, arch their bodies, and leap into the air. The animal of the week this week is the tuku tuku. Researchers have discovered a new species of tuku tuku, a burrowing rodent, in the foothills of the Andes mountain range in Argentina. Little is known about these creatures, which have long claws, silky gray hair, and orange front teeth. They live up to 4 years in the wild in the dunes and forests of South America. They grow up to 14 inches long by eating stems, roots, and grasses. And a fun fact, tuku tukus got their name from the sound they make. The Ask an Expert question is, how does a grasshopper jump so high? When jumping, grasshoppers pull the lower part of their hind legs closer to their bodies and push down to launch themselves forward or upward. Because their legs are long and their muscles are so strong, that single push can launch them very far, up to several times their body length. The special section is all about Scrabble, the word game of luck and skill. More than 150 million sets of Scrabble have been sold in 29 languages and 121 countries since its creation 86 years ago. Find out how Scrabble became one of the best-selling modern board games. What is Scrabble? Scrabble is a board game played with 100 letter tiles on a 15 by 15 grid of 225 squares, some of which have extra point values. A game is played by 2 to 4 players. The recommended ages are 8 to adult, who each begin with 7 letter tiles placed on a rack and hidden from other players. Competitors take turn using tiles to spell out words and earn points. After each turn, players draw a new tile from a bag. The game ends when one player has played every tile on the rack, called playing out, and no tiles remain in the bag. History of the game. In 1938, a New York City architect named Alfred Mosher Butz felt Americans needed a distraction from a period of hardship in the U.S. known as the Great Depression. He wanted to create a game of skill, strategy, and chance that would combine the ideas of board games and crossword puzzles. Growing in popularity. In 1948, James Bruneau, an entrepreneur who was friends with Butz, paid him for the manufacturing rights to the game and agreed to give him a royalty or payment for each one sold. Bruneau added color, pink, light blue, dark blue, and red to the board, simplified the rules, and gave the game a catchy new name, Scrabble. He started mass manufacturing the game, then copyrighted and trademarked it. 4 years later, Jack Strauss, chairman of the Macy's department store, discovered Scrabble while on vacation. He stocked it in his stores, which sold thousands of sets each week. About 4 million Scrabble sets were sold in 1954. Selcho and Ryder, a game manufacturer, purchased the rights to Scrabble in 1971. In 1986, toymaker Hasbro acquired the rights to produce it in the U.S. and Canada. Mattel makes it overseas. Scrabble today. Scrabble has grown to include many editions of the game, such as Braille Edition for people who are visually impaired, Special Deluxe Editions, and Scrabble Junior for ages 5 to 12. Over the years, other popular word games have followed. In 2004, Scrabble was inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame, which honors toys and games that encourage learning, creativity, and discovery. As language has evolved, new playable words have been added. In 2022, for example, the official Scrabble Player's Dictionary by Merriam-Webster includes vax, guac, adorbs, and Jedi. And here come the information bubbles. The first is fun fact. When players use all seven of their Scrabble tiles to make a word, it's called a bingo. Soaring score. According to Guinness World Records, the highest score recorded in a Scrabble tournament was 850 points in 2012. And did you know? In 1978, the National Scrabble Association held the first official Scrabble tournaments. And the sidebar is more games for Scrabble fans. The first is Boggle. After shaking a covered tray filled with 16 cubes, players need to find as many words as possible in any direction that are at least three letters long. Bananagrams. Tiles are placed face down on a surface rather than on a game board, and each player picks the same number. When someone yells split, tiles are flipped and players try to make the most words. Upwards. In the game, also known as Scrabble Upwards, players can make words across or down, as in Scrabble, but can also stack tiles on top of one another to change a word. And Wordle. This online game, created by a software engineer, gives you six chances to solve a five-letter word of the day. Different colored clues after each guess help you figure out the correct word. In science and technology, we'll read about a database of 3D animal scans. A six-year effort to build a database of 3D scans of animals is complete. The collection, called Open Vertebrate, or OVERT, contains more than 13,000 images of vertebrates, which are animals with a backbone, and is now available for free online. The project began in 2017, led by scientists from the Florida Museum of Natural History and involving 18 research organizations. The digital models were created with CT scans, which are powerful X-rays to capture extremely detailed views of an animal's skeleton. Some scans also include an animal's skin, muscles, or other organs. The OVERT team scanned a wide range of animal specimens that were being held in museum collections. Some specimens, such as reptiles and fish stored in a liquid preservative in a jar, were easy to scan. Others, like a humpback whale, which was too big to fit in the CT scanners, were trickier. For the whale specimen, scientists at the Idaho Museum of Natural History took its skeleton apart and scanned each bone. They put all the scans together to create a 3D computer model, then pieced the whale's actual skeleton back together. One scan in the collection shows a rim rock crowned snake that died while eating a giant centipede. Researchers were surprised by another scan, which revealed bony plates covering the tail of a spiny mouse. Another shows a frog with a whole crab in its stomach after eating it. Digital scans of museum specimens are not new, but it has not always been easy for people to access them. The frustrating thing was that it was very difficult to know what had been scanned and where those scans were, Ed Stanley, an associate scientist at the Florida Museum, told The Week Junior. The OVERT collection hopes to change that. It will also continue to grow as museums can upload new scans to it. The database has already achieved its goal of making the animals more accessible. The team said teachers, students, artists, and scientists have accessed the scans. The collection really does open up museums in a way that they've never been opened up before, Stanley told The Week Junior. OVERT can be accessed at tinyurl.com/twjus-overt. And the information bubble is, did you know? Animals including amphibians, birds, fish, and reptiles, as well as humans, are all vertebrates. The sidebar is animal mummies. CT scanning and similar technology have been used to study animals that died thousands of years ago, including many that were preserved as mummies. Doing so allowed researchers to study the remains without the risk of damaging them. Taking a closer look at mummified animals improves their knowledge of the ancient Egyptian practice of preserving and burying animals. In 2023, scientists use advanced scanning techniques to look inside sealed copper coffins found in Egypt. They determined that the creatures inside were probably lizards. And now, top half of statue found. The missing portion of a huge statue of the Egyptian king Ramses II was recently discovered in Egypt. Experts have been searching for the top piece of the statue since its lower section was discovered 94 years ago. Ramses II was pharaoh, or ruler, of Egypt from 1279 to 1213 BCE, and his reign was the second longest in Egypt's history. Often known as Ramses the Great, he built many statues and monuments throughout Egypt during his rule, some of which reached heights of up to 65 feet. The top piece of the limestone statue is about 12.5 feet tall. It was discovered by a team of American and Egyptian archaeologists, which are scientists who study objects left by people long ago, near the ancient city of Hermopolis. Researchers were looking for a religious center when they found the statue. The newly found section depicts Ramses II wearing a double crown and a headdress with a carving of a cobra on it. On the back are hieroglyphics, which are ancient writing system that includes symbols about the king. The presence of the statue likely means the site was significant and more major archaeological finds will be discovered there. The lower portion of the Ramses II statue was discovered in 1930 by a German archaeologist. The team that found the top piece hopes to create a computer model of the complete statue, which would have stood about 23 feet tall. The information bubble is young leader. Ramses II became the ruler of Egypt at age 14 and went on to create one of the world's first peace treaties. Next, Japan builds a wooden space satellite. The world's first wooden satellite is the size of a coffee mug and designed to reduce pollution in space. The LignoSat probe was created by Japanese scientists and is set to launch this year. There are nearly 11,000 satellites in orbit right now. They're all made from metal, which burns up when it re-enters Earth's atmosphere and leaves tiny chemical particles that could harm the environment. A wooden satellite, however, would burn up completely and turn into ash upon re-entering the atmosphere. Scientists tested different types of wood on the International Space Station for 290 days. They found that magnolia wood was the safest and strongest. It did not crack, change size or shape, or show signs of damage despite the extreme conditions. NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, and JAXA, Japan's Space Agency, hope to test LignoSat in space for 6 months. And now we move to sports, where we learn that two pro football leagues merge. While the NFL, National Football League, is in its offseason, a new pro football league has entered the scene. The UFL, United Football League, made its debut on March 30th with 8 teams that will play a 10-game regular season. The UFL combines two former spring football leagues, the XFL and the USFL, United States Football League. The new league features some of the teams from the old leagues and is divided into two conferences, the XFL and the USFL. Many UFL players are former NFL athletes. The UFL's rules are similar to NFL rules with a few big differences. For example, in the NFL, the ball is kicked off from a 35-yard line, but the UFL uses a 20-yard line. Also, in the NFL, there are two ways for a team to score extra points after a touchdown, while the UFL has three. After 2 weeks of games, the Birmingham Stallions of the USFL Conference and the San Antonio Brahmas of the XFL both remained undefeated. The Stallions won the USFL League Championship in 2022 and 2023. On April 7, they beat the Michigan Panthers 20-13. The day before, the Brahmas beat the Memphis Showboats 20-19 in an incredible comeback victory. The Brahmas were down 16-0 after three quarters and trailed the Showboats 19-8 with just over 8 minutes left in the game. Then the Brahmas scored two touchdowns in the final minutes to come away with the win. At the end of the regular season, the top two teams in each conference will play in conference championship games. The winners will then vie for the inaugural UFL championship title on June 16. Now we'll finish with around the world. In Ras Angela, Tunisia, a man completes a run across Africa. On April 7, Russ Cook, a 27-year-old endurance athlete from the UK, became the first person to run the entire length of Africa. Cook began his 9,940-mile journey in April 2023 at the southern tip of South Africa and crossed 16 countries to reach Tunisia's northern coast. He ran through rainforest, mountains, and the Sahara Desert, raising almost $1 million for charity. In New Zealand, a shorts ban ended. Female gymnasts in New Zealand are now allowed to wear shorts or leggings over their leotards and will no longer lose points for showing bra straps or underwear in competitions. Male gymnasts were allowed to wear shorts. Gymnast New Zealand, which decides how the sport is run in the country, made the changes after surveying more than 200 athletes. The organization said the old dress code was out of date. In Taiwan, strong earthquake strikes the island. The strongest earthquake Taiwan has experienced in 25 years struck near the city of Hualien on April 3. The 7.4 magnitude quake rocked the entire island, causing landslides, which is when large amounts of material such as rock or soil move down a slope, and damage to buildings. At least 13 people died and more than 1,000 were injured. When the Week Junior went to press on April 9, rescue work was continuing. In Rarotonga, Cook Islands, whales are granted legal personhood. Leaders of indigenous groups, which are the first to inhabit a place, from Pacific Islands, including Tahiti, Tonga, New Zealand, and Cook Islands, signed a treaty giving whales the status of persons under the law. Experts say this will put pressure on national governments to provide whales with legal protections, such as the right to move freely and have a healthy environment. Well, that's all the time we have this week for the April 19, 2024 edition of the Week Junior US. This is Julianne, and have a great week.